Well, the International Space Station is well managed, and we think it's safe, but there are some aspects that perhaps aren't fully appreciated. We talk about loss of mission. Now, that's different than loss of life, but the loss of mission, the fact that we might have to decrew, as we say, the station, and the odds of that happening are about 1 in 30 over the full life of the station between now and 2020. The primary risk, by the way, is space junk, or small micrometeorites, things that could hit and damage the shuttle.
So it sounds like the longer it's up there, the greater the chances that something is going to tear through it.
Well, I think that's true of everything, including our drives to work. But NASA is managing the shuttle problem. Bit of a delay with the support from the Russians right now, as you're aware in today's news, 45-day delay or so. But that's one aspect of the shuttle, of the station. Another aspect that's on our scope is the shuttle's going to come down someday, and while it's not an immediate issue, we're urging NASA to do today the good planning that will let the shuttle deorbit safely and return to Earth without risk to the public.
You presented these concerns in a report. What has NASA relayed back to you guys about your findings?
We have a great relationship with NASA. Matter of fact, Charlie Bolton, who is the administrator at NASA, is a former member of the Aerospace Safety Advisory Panel and works very, very well with us. We're pleased with that relationship. But, you know, all of us, NASA, the panel, and I think the Congress, are struggling with the question of how safe is safe enough. You know, great risk goes hand in hand with great reward. So it's always been with explorers, but we don't yet have a modern answer to that question, or at least we don't have one that sticks. And one of the prime findings of the panel continues to be that we have to have clarity and constancy of purpose, and that has to extend across the White House, the Congress, the NASA, and the American people, and we just don't have that yet in terms of where we're going and how we're going to fund it.
And that brings me to the question of human spaceflight, which is something that NASA is sort of in between worlds on, so to speak. And you've given a yellow rating to their record and management and safety issues surrounding human spaceflight. Tell us what you found there.
Well, no surprise in Washington, and no surprise to Federal Radio, as it quickly relates to budget. NASA in their commercial crew program, and different from the past, we're now looking at American industry, at commercial industry, taking a lead in designing and deploying the systems that will transport Americans to space. If you go back 18 months or so, NASA was notionally planning on a billion-plus per year budget. That was reduced to about 800 million a year, and as the committees finally report out, working with a budget of around 400 million per year. So NASA's had to try and refit the program to the available funds. And in doing so, there's been a bit of a sea change. If you visited NASA as we do in over the last year, the primary directive was to get transportation for U.S. astronauts to the International Space Station and to replace the shuttle's transportation ability. A secondary challenge, thought, goal, was to foster an American space industry, a commercial American space industry. With these shortage of funds in our latest visit, we start to see fostering industry as a first-order goal, and transportation taken a little bit of a back seat. But Congress would say NASA hasn't fully defined the program. NASA would say that we don't have the funds that are necessary. And the ASAP, our panel, says we need an American consensus.
There seems to be a theme that you're talking about when you discuss the challenges that NASA faces. Budget, budget, and budget. Now, NASA received a pretty huge budget cut over the last few years. Obviously, NASA will never sacrifice risk or safety for budget. How do those two kind of fit together? I mean, is it the fact that NASA just needs to spend maybe more focus on ensuring that safety issues? And I know sometimes with space junk, you can't always know what's coming.
Well, NASA's done many, many wonderful things. You know, brought the shuttle to conclusion and kept a team of very dedicated Americans together. They completed the International Space Station. If you look at what's been accomplished in science, it's quite amazing. The environmental sampling, the probe to Jupiter, basic physics understanding of gravity, all that is working tremendously well. But exploration is trying to find its way, and it's trying to find its way from the old ways of doing business, which was a very engineering, disciplined, best practice way of doing business, but it was expensive and time-consuming. The new space industry is saying, we can do it better and we can do it quicker. And NASA, you should be hands-off. But the question of how do we build the faith and confidence in the design is one that's struggling with. So finding a great space between the old ways and the new ways, that's NASA's challenge.
We are speaking with retired Vice Admiral Joe Dyer, chair of the NASA Aerospace Safety Advisory Panel. Well, some people look at all that information and say, well, the answer is not to bother with manned spaceflight because of the expense and simply do the probes that have been very successful. Does that come up as an option ever?
Well, we think the answer is a combination of the two. If you look at human spaceflight, which there's something in our psyche that needs. There's something about exploration and having people there that is not to be let go of. But a combination of unmanned and manned spaceflight, we believe that's part of our future, and we believe that's the optimum approach, the best of both.
And in the meantime, we are taking people to the space station, and you have taken a look at the means of getting there, which is the Russian Soyuz capsules, and you've given that a pretty clean bill of health.
We are very pleased with the strong working relationships between the Russians and NASA some very, very well-placed folks. Bill Gerstenmaier, who leads much of manned space for NASA, has a strong relationship with the Russians. We have the insight that we need, and they're doing very creditable work. But we'll sure be glad when we have our own American capability.
And anything else that you should tell us about safety at NASA? I mean, in the 90s, there were some pretty visible mishaps, early 2000s, involving the space shuttle. And NASA was taken to task at that time for maybe having let go of the safety culture a little bit. Have they largely gotten past that now that we're later on into the century?
We think the culture is healthy at NASA. If you think about exploration, if you think about spaceflight for a minute, it's dangerous business. And I think the mistake that we made over the last 10 years, or 10 years ago for sure and certain, was to start to look at spaceflight as though it was operational, as though it was like getting on an airliner. It's not. It's probably never going to be, given the harshness of the environment. It's going to be a continuing challenge. We've looked retrospectively at the first space shuttle flights, and the risk there was much, much greater than we had realized. And that's why the panel is so focused with NASA on saying, let's do our very, very best to build the next transportation system that will be cost-effective and safe.